discuss the opinion behind the power that Yehoshua and Kalev had, that they were not dragged along with the pressure from the other 10 Meraglim. Sadly, it wasn't enough for Am Yisrael because Am Yisrael took the word of the 10 over the word of the 2. So the interesting thing to look into is Moshe Rabbeinu added a Yud to Yehoshua's name, which we're going to discuss in a second what that means and what the significance of that is. And Kalev, Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it, he wandered off to daven by the Moras HaMachpelah. And that's where he drew his power from. So Yehoshua draws his power from the letter Yud. And Kalev draws his power from the Moras HaMachpelah. And this is what helped both of them respectively, that they didn't get dragged along, you know, with the eights of the Meraglim. Right. To understand this, we'll first discuss very briefly, right, the inyan that the Torah was given in the Midbar, even though mitzvahs, for the most part, many of them, first went into being applicable in Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, right, which is where all the mitzvahs apply? The idea is like this, that really has to do with the question why body and soul are two separate entities. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make man just one integrated unit? Like an angel is 100% angel. It doesn't have two parts to them, two different distinct parts. And lahavdil, right, an animal, you know, whatever, every inch of it is animal. You know. The Adam is the one creature that is made up of two opposites, a neshama and a guf. Why is that? So the Ramchal explains, you know, in the Das Tunis, that to put it in layman's terms, when you have a deficit, the only way to solve a deficit is by bringing in resources from somewhere else. Right? This is what the Zkenim told David HaMelech when they came into him every morning, said, you know, I'm Klal Yisrael, Tzrichim Parnasa, the Jewish people need, you know, Parnasa. So David HaMelech said, well, Lechu is Parnasu Zeh Mizeh, well, do commerce with each other. So he told them, Ena Kometz Mazbiya Sa'ari, Ve'ena Bor Mismalim Michul Yoso. Right, first of all, Am Yisrael has a big appetite and it can't be satisfied with a little. But aside from that, you can't dig up dirt from a pit to have dirt to fill in the pit. Right? When there's a deficit, the only way to fill it, you can't bring from the thing itself that's missing its own hashlama. You got to bring in from somewhere else. Right? And that's why David HaMelech comes to the conclusion they have to do Milchemes Rishus, a military campaign, right, to expand Eretz Yisrael, conquer other lands, and bring their resources in to solve the deficit. Now, what you're missing, you're missing. Right? You can't give yourself what you don't have. Right? So the hashlama has to come from somewhere else. The body that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, right, is deficient and needs to be completed, needs to be perfected, needs to become more spiritual. Right? The body has not the resources from itself to give itself what it's lacking. What you're lacking, you're lacking. You've got to bring it in from somewhere else. And the Eitzah for the Tikkun HaGuf is to have a Neshama from heaven. A Neshama that comes in from somewhere else totally and could import from where it comes from the resources that the body needs to complete itself and be Mashlim itself and make itself immortal. And the same, and just like that's true in the individual, that the guf needs a neshama from a different place to bring in what the body doesn't have, and that's how the guf will have its tikkun. The same thing is true cosmically. To make olam hazeh, which is the physical world, where the body is from, to make it perfect, right? To make it the utopia that's supposed to metamorphosize into, you got to bring down a Torah from heaven. Right? And the Torah from heaven is going to infuse into the earthliness what the earthliness doesn't have. The fact that the Torah was given in the desert shows that Torah is not of this world. It's from somewhere else. That's why it couldn't be given within civilization, because Torah is coming from a higher place. And that's why it could fix the world. It could fix the world because it's not earthly. And it could give the earth what it doesn't have. So the giving of the Torah reflected what Torah is about. It's something otherworldly. The desert is not this world. No one lives in the desert. That's, you know, desert is desolate. It's not really this world. You know, Torah is given in the desert to show what it is, and then the Torah is actually imported and grafted onto Eretz Yisrael, right? And through being grafted onto Eretz Yisrael, that's how it enters the whole world. As it were, Eretz Yisrael, why it's called Eretz HaKodesh, or Eretz HaChaim, like Nishmas Chaim, because Eretz Yisrael is the intermediary point on the globe that can receive. It's on the frequency to receive Kedusha and to receive the spiritual, and by the spiritual entering Eretz Yisrael, from there it spreads to the rest of the globe. And that's why the whole globe is always obsessed with what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael, they people subconsciously sense it's the center. And Kedusha enters physical reality through Eretz Yisrael, and from there it spreads everywhere else. Which means that Torah and Eretz Yisrael have like a body-soul relationship. Right? Eretz Yisrael is the body that could be Makabel, the Chaim, right? The Nishmas Chaim of the Torah. You know what also has that type of relationship? The Zohar says in Parshas Chayesura, Dafka on the Psukim, talking about how Avram bought Marasa Machpelah, right, to honor Sarah and to eulogize her. Everything goes on over there. Says the Zohar right there in the Medrash Hanela that the Neshama and Guf, the spiritual and the physical, have a male-female relationship. Where the Zohar, right, the male is mashpia, he emanates, and the woman is the receptacle that receives. It's an amazing thing about Marasa Machpelah. Right, the whole story in Parshas Chayesura. It is the first Leviah in history. Right? Until then, you had 2,000 years of world history. It just says, Vayomos, 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 and this guy died, and this guy died, and that guy died. Doesn't talk about a single honorable Hesped or Kvura. Not only that, there's hardly a woman mentioned by name, as far as I know. Only, you know, there's three women mentioned in history prior to Sarah Imenu. There's Chava, and there's Neshe Lemech, Oda and Tzila. Right? The rest of the generations, we have no idea who they were married to. Right? But, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Is there more? No, I said. So we're up to four. All right, sorry, I stand corrected. Not three, four. Thank you. Right? Then things change by the Avos. Right? We start talking about the Imahos also. Right? And not only that, together with talking about the Imahos came the concept of an honorable, Hesped, Levaya, Kvura. And it's not a coincidence. Right? As we explained, in light of that Zohar, in Parshas Chayesura, the woman represents the body. In the integrated unit of man and woman, that they're like one person, Vayula Basar Echad, in the integrated unit, the Adam, the Zohar, is connected the Neshama, and the woman is connected the Guf. Right? When the Avos started creating a new type of humanity that becomes Am Yisrael, one of the things that gets revealed is Kedushas HaGuf, that the body is holy also. Right? And of course, the mitzvah that Avraham Avinu gets that sets him apart from the Bnei Noach sort of points in that direction, Bris Milah. Right? There's Kedusha even in the body. And as a function of Kedushas HaGuf that's revealed, right, so we also see, as it were, the sanctity of the woman. Until now, the woman was like tuffle totally. Right, to the Zohar, not even mentioned by name, except for four cases in history, like Rabbi Kivalevitz pointed out. Right, now, the Imos get very honorable mention, because Kedusha Saguf, which is the Indian of the Nekeva, is revealed. And this all happens together with revealing the idea that there's a special country, Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu's mission starts with Lechcha, Me'aretz Avotcha, Betcha, El Ha'aretz Asher Areka. All these concepts are parallel. The Kedusha that there is in Gashmias, the Kedusha that there is in Oretz, the Kedusha which there is in Guf, which is represented by the woman. And so Marasa Machpelah, which is the first time to honor the body that died, that the honor, you don't just throw it in the garbage, right? To give honor to the Guf because it's a kli that was mekabel from the Neshama, and that idea is represented by the woman. So, and that's the idea of Chevron. Chevron, one of the holy cities of Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech's Malchus started in Chevron, and then it moved to Yerushalayim. There's some very deep reasons in that, which you don't have time to fully develop. But suffice it to say, Chevron is Miloshen Chibur. And even though it's a graveyard, and that's what Chazal say, that even Chevron, which is, as it were, the worst real estate in Eretz Yisrael at the time, because it was set aside for graves, is even seven times nicer than Tzoan Mitzrayim, right? That in Eretz Yisrael, Hebron, it's revealed the chibur that there is between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, which is the chibur between the soul and the body, which is all paralleled by the chibur of a Zohar and a Nekeva when they become and they're joined together in holy union, Zohu, Shechina, Shuria, Beinayim. And that's Kayadua. You know, the Gemara says in Menachas, Ki Baka Hashem Tzur Olam, with the name Ka, Yud and Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned two worlds. He made the higher world with the letter Yud. He made this world, Olam Hazeh, with the letter Hey. Ish has the Yud, because he represents the Neshama. He's representing, you know, he has his own Neshama and Guf, but he, in the integrator, he's representative of the Neshama that came from the higher world. And the Isha, who has the Hey, is his representative of the Guf that's from this world. And the two together make up the divine name. They're meant to fit together like the pieces of a puzzle, that what sticks out over here fits and fills in what's missing over there, that the one completes the other, and that's how they fit together as an integrated unit. And that's the relationship between Torah and Eretz Yisrael. And that's what it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu added to Yoshua's name the letter Yud. Because as we've explained a few nights ago, and as we're explaining tonight, Eretz Yisrael is to go into Olam Hazeh. The Midbar was like not living in Olam Hazeh. They didn't live natural lives. The Midbar, where the Torah was given, they lived a supernatural life. You know, the man from heaven, the Be'er, the Onan did the laundry. Right? They were not living on earth. And the Indian of the Meraglim, they were initially sent to scout out and pave the way of bridging the supernatural with the natural. Bridging the Torah that they got in the desert with the natural world. So now, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz, right? That's earth. That's the hay. Olam Hazeh. Eretz Yisrael is Olam Hazeh. Yoshua gets the Yud, from which represents the higher world. That Yoshua is supposed to be that bridge. That all the Meraglim were meant to be a part of this project, as we explained a few nights ago. To bridge the higher with the lower. To bridge the spiritual with the physical. Yoshua gets the letter Yud, which is the power from the higher world, which is supposed to be integrated and put into the lower world. Now, Kalev, where did he get his strength from? He got his strength from Maras HaMachpelah. Not a coincidence. Everything we spoke about, Maras HaMachpelah, Chevron, Chibur, that shows the big transition that Gashmius and the body is meant to receive from Ruchnius. That's the whole story of Chayei Sarah. The body's not something you just throw away after it expires, like an old piece of machinery. It's something holy because it absorbed from Kedushas HaNeshama. That's why it deserves an honorable Hesped, an honorable Kvura. Right? And that's what Chevron shows all of, it was all about. Chevron Milosh and Chibur, to show that the bond between body and soul is permanent, and that's why that body is destined to get up again at Tchias HaMesim. One other reason why it's called Maras HaMachpelah, right? That it's Aliyah Agabe, you know, it's an Aliyah Agabe, the bias, it's a bias in Aliyah, representing that the Neshama, which is the top floor, is connected to the bias, the body, which is the lower floor, and Kayadua Beso Zu Ishto. Your wife is called your house, so it's a bias in Aliyah. And what's the another pshat why it's called Maras HaMachpelah? Double. Because man and woman are better buried together. Zugos. Adam and Chava. Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. Again, representing the never-ceasing merger and connection between the man and the woman, which is between the soul and the body, which is between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. So that's what it means. Not a coincidence. Yoshua gets his call from the letter Yud, that even though he's now moving around Olam Hazeh, the Meraglim, they're moving around Olam Hazeh, moving around Teva, they got very, very shooken up. They couldn't handle it. They got afraid of it. Yoshua is still connected to the higher world, even though he's moving around the Gashmius. And Kalev gets his power from Maoras HaMachpelah. Right? That's where the two universes meet. Even in death, they do not part. And that's what Yerushalayim is so much more so. And that's saying that David HaMelech, who was a Nepho, he barely had any life. He had his life on loan from Adam Arishan. He started his Malchus in Chevron, and as he zochet to more and more life, he graduates from Chevron to Yerushalayim. But Chevron is like the lowest ebb, showing that even in death, there is life. Even in death, there's still connection. So that's where Kalev gets his power from. And to bring it all full circle, there's another Lashon Chazal that said, where did the Yud of Yoshua come from? So I said, Yud represents the higher world, that he didn't lose his connection to the higher world while moving around the Olam HaTivi. But another Lashon Chazal is, where did that Yud come from?
Sarai.
From Sarai Menu. Right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that not one letter of Torah is ever bottle. So we took away the yud from Sarai. No, it wasn't bottle. That yud from Sarai became the yud of Yehoshua. Again, going full circle, because from Sarai Menu and the acquiring of Hebron and everything of Hebron and burial and in Maros Machpel represents, that's where Yehoshua got his koach from, to not lose sight that the Gashmias, as different as it is from Ruchnias, it's no different than the big difference between a Nekeva and a Zohar, that they're meant to be bonded together forever.